Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Salutations, everyone out there in podcast land again. Welcome back to another exciting installment of Relics, Earthly Treasures, a podcast of live actual play of Relics, a game of angels, a role-playing game designed by Steve D, who is me, from Tin Star Games. The game has been successfully funded on Kickstarter, and you can pre-order it now on our website. Details are, of course, below where you found this podcast. At least I hope they are. Last week in episode 10, I think, we began an exciting heist of a antique store in Aachen, only to find out at the last minute that someone was already there heisting the joint before our angels arrived. Once again, I'm Steve D. I'm the voice of the rules and the setting, and we are joined by our usual crew of Jess.
Hello.
Andrew Chergwin.
Hi.
Cody Smith.
Yep, I'm here.
And Jake Nelson. And our dealer, as always, is Lois Spangler.
Hello!
And I will now throw back, as always, to Lois to run the game for our four exciting angels. So over to you.
All right, so when we last left our intrepid angels, we had Rose doing naked within the actual premises. Not only did she draw one Wheel of Fortune, she drew a second one.
Oh man, we're losing you. We are losing you again, Lois. Unfortunately, we had technical problems last episode as well. Somehow in the magical terribleness of the Australian internet, every now and then we're losing like Lois's every fifth word. So,
have you tried flushing the spiders out the internet tubes?
Can I make a draw to figure out what Lois is saying? What
good
kind
idea.
Of skill would that be?
Yeah.
I think that's mind reading.
Yes, yeah. We can all blame Malcolm Turnbull for this.
Yeah.
It certainly adds
the cat's name. I quit.
It certainly adds a challenge to role playing. We have to kind of guess what the GM is saying.
And I can't even do charades.
Yeah.
Guys, let's not blame Malcolm Turnbull right now. There'll be plenty of time to blame Malcolm Turnbull when we finish recording.
I'll say his name. You'll summon him.
Good. And we can ask him what the hell's up with our internet connections.
It's like the Candyman.
Yeah, he invented the internet in Australia.
Oh, God. Anyway. So we determined that Rose can hear somebody in the back room.
Yes.
No.
Hang on. The last thing I heard was she can hear someone in the back room, and then nothing.
And then Steve cut out.
Cycling around.
Rifling around in the back room.
Yep. But she has not done anything about it, as yet.
I'm just going to, just poke one eye through the door.
Like on an extended eye stalk?
No, just push just part of my face against the door that has the eye in it, and just kind of slide that through.
Here's Rosie.
I'm glad I can't see.
I'm going to do a draw to see if this person notices, because honestly, that's
pretty conspicuous.
I'm kind of hoping they do.
And then screams and leaves.
It could potentially solve your problem already.
What? I'm a ghost. The ship is haunted.
I'm a ghost. Ooh, boogity boogity.
World is their signifier?
Does anyone have the world? Oh, no, the world is never anyone's signifier because the world is a critical success.
For me, right?
I'm not sure who Lois was drawing for. Right. Usually we draw for the player, but
I'll spin it in favor of Rose. So you poke your eye socket through the door.
Yeah.
And you are basically eyeball with someone in a nice pair of jeans, playing papers around in a kind of frustrated way. Looking around, you can't see much because of the jeans, the person, these documents, on the table, steps back. So you get to see...
I'm sorry, I heard something about jeans.
They were throwing papers around. They were throwing papers around, and then they put some papers on a table.
And when you're rifling through stuff, you don't find what you want, you slam stuff on the table. That's what it is.
Yep. Yeah. And then the next bit was, I think, they turned around, or...
I'm just going to type it because I'm tired of...
Yep.
Rose's internal monologue is coming in again.
Yeah, we probably invented a whole new type of role-playing where, like, the GM types everything down and then they have to read it out.
Yes, how can we turn this into a mechanic?
Yeah, like, there's a couple of games, like, where you talk and then you write it down afterwards, but we've gone the other way. The GM will only, communicate through letters. That's kind of
GM
exciting.
GM will only communicate through precisely modulated breaking of wind. Yeah. So it's play-by-post, then.
Yeah. Play by post for the GM, but then we can just shout back somehow. That's the weird thing.
Yeah, this doesn't seem an effective method.
But if it's one thing that real play podcasts are missing, it's the play by post angle.
Yeah.
There's a whole untapped market here, folks.
Yeah,
we should bring it to Twitch.
Yeah. This episode, we're just going to be waiting for the letter to be delivered, like the other five episodes. It's good. And then the move will just
all right, guys, okay, so we're opening the letter now. The goblin missed.
Yeah.
I'm going to make an attack roll. I'm just writing down. I'm going to write make an attack roll here. I got a 10. I don't know if that beats the goblin's AC, but I'll just head down to the post office to mail this, and I will see you guys next week.
They played chess by letter, so that's a pretty small move space.
If only there was some method of instant communication, but there isn't.
Yeah.
No, we haven't developed it yet.
Homing pigeons.
Well, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, if you teach the homing pigeon how to play chess.
The person... Okay, I'll read it out. The person in the room steps back, looking around...
I've got this. Mon Dieu, the person just stepped back, looking around, frustrated for something else to rifle through, and saw my partial face in the door. The person seems to be a woman, who warbled a half yell, terrified and then trying to backpedal away, slipped on papers on the painted concrete floor and clattered backwards into a set of crates, not hurting herself any more than knocking herself conveniently out.
Oh.
I don't know why I just narrated that all to myself.
Because you're lonely.
I wonder if she knows that as a side effect of the freezing process, I have no internal monologue.
There is a wonderful RPG called Puppet Land where you're not allowed to say my character does this. Everything has to be dialogue, which is just great. So you just go, and the GM has to do it too. So it's like, oh no, I've fallen backwards and landed on my head. So critical success, and. Not only do you but it's no one he recognized. A woman in jeans has fallen back and conveniently knocked herself out, and thus will probably forget seeing a partial face through the door. And no, you don't recognize her.
Well, good news is, if it was the vassal, she wouldn't have screamed and fallen over, so making progress. I'm going to have a look at what she was looking at.
I'll have what she's having.
In her 30s, wearing jeans, boots, t-shirt, jacket. Eurotrash.
I'm sure most of us dress not dissimilar.
Yes.
Be careful not to accidentally steal her clothes, because then all the comic book fans will hate you.
Yes.
I do remember one webcomic, I don't remember what it was, but these spies were infiltrating a base where everyone walked around naked. And so, did the whole thing where pull a couple people into the closet, biff, biff, bash, biff, and then the two spies walk out naked, leaving the two people inside with their clothes on.
Yeah.
So we've got a bunch of
the room. Trash. The papers are from a ledger. Inventory coming in, inventory going out.
Oh, handy. You should grab that.
Anything in particular inventory of note?
And again, the GM is now typing a response. It's like Murder She Wrote music or something playing.
I've come across like one of those box of books libraries, like the weird little public take a book, leave a book kind of things.
All right.
And I found an Agatha Christie, and I'm going to draw the CMI, I figure out who's the murderer in the Agatha Christie is before I finish reading it.
Fantastic.
I drew the Hierophant. Yes! That's my, what's it card?
Signifier.
That's my signifier. I've got my signifier.
Yes. Most of these pages are loosely numbered by hand, but there's one page that's ripped. The top third is missing.
Someone else has been here.
Does this woman happen to have the top third that's missing?
Type.
I'm sure that mortals would ascribe some strange significance to me patting down an unconscious woman while myself not wearing any clothing, but I just cannot think of what it might be.
If anyone hears, you know, us randomly breaking a laugh, you can't see the shared chat that we have. Yes, you may be quite glad that you can't see that.
The players with the other three characters, having less to do in this high situation, are amusing themselves with salacious Pingu memes. To simulate this experience, simply type type salacious Pingu memes into your Google search bar.
We love memes.
Sorry, that was a bit brief plane. I'm still here, I believe.
I have to draw a car now. Realistic representation of this car?
Are you trying to...
does the success of my check depend on how well I draw this car? Like,
yeah, scale.
Oh Jesus. Okay. I was just gonna draw like a chunky box thing with some circles on it, but I'm really gonna have to go all out here.
And you've got to make sure you put your passenger in with their flower hands on the steering wheel.
Oh wow! Yeah. I don't know if I can do that. Why? That is the Queen of Cups. Meanwhile, is the card that I drew, which is a I believe a full success.
It is a full success. Yes.
And a very romantic card, actually.
I'm sorry, Lois, I did not draw you your Lamborghini, but I did draw the Queen of Cups.
Nice.
Oh, that's one. That
would have been funny if it was Wheel of Fortune again, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I sense there's a theme here somehow.
Yes, the Queen is a full success, yes. As you, for rifling through possessions and clothing.
Well.
Who do you think's winning our card game?
I don't know who wants to draw a card to figure it out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Let's have a complex test to see who is winning in this game of Go Fish. Now we assign blackjack hands to each of you.
You will never believe what I've just won. Wheel of Fortune. No, it's a Wheel of Fortune.
Well, very appropriate. Yeah, that was always the funny thing with Deadlands, is that there were poker mechanics for casting spells, but you didn't use them for playing poker.
No, instead you had to cast a spell to play poker.
That's right. Yeah. You find a small diary. Oh, sorry.
Mon Dieu, what is this? A small diary tucked in the watch pocket of her jeans, a mobile phone, and a map.
A fairly small diary.
It is an incredibly small diary. There is like one letter per page. Why do they sell diaries this month? Oh, it is Twitter, the diary. Oh, I see. The map shows the surrounding area, including Cologne, which is circled.
Oh, the city of Cologne, man. Sorry.
No, there is no Cologne in her pocket.
Right, so there's no Cologne on her, but there's Cologne in her pocket. Cool.
I'm surprised that she has pants with pockets that can contain anything at all, given that she is a woman and everything, and those are hard to come by.
I have to shop in the men's section.
It seems that the phone has power, but is locked with a passcode.
Yeah, pockets. That's the real miracle.
But what does this diary say? One letter at a time, apparently. We're just going to go with that.
It's better be a pretty short diary, otherwise Lois could be typing for a while. It was the best of meals, it was the worst of meals.
Day one, I was born. Now strap in, it's going for it.
Lois is currently sitting on a kennel. It was a dark and stormy night.
Yeah. There is some typing going on, ladies and gentlemen out there. We will...
This diary, it is so engrossing. The lettering is tiny and in Latin. It is an antique. Why is she stealing it? Where does she have it? I don't know if I speak Latin.
Yeah, I know I don't.
Surely Harahel would.
It is entirely possible that Harahel would speak Latin.
I'm sure Harahel's
in my head.
Yeah. I'm sure Harahel's eaten a Latin dictionary at one point.
I really, really, really wish that I committed to do any sort of Latin studies and I could just say shit yeah in Latin right now.
Shit yeah in Latin.
yeah, very good.
Perhaps I should shut down the rest of the security systems and then go and let the others in.
Harahel would love that. Harahel's running out of books in the take a book, leave a book library.
Yes, the rest of them have been eaten.
You're flagrantly disregarding the sign.
Take a book, eat a book.
Yeah.
Can you do some editing to the sign?
Oh my gosh. Could they conjugate the verb? Please.
Thank you for that. That just assailed all of our ears and ears of our wonderful listeners out there in podcast land. Folks, you're listening to Earthly Treasures, where we provide our own sound effects.
And at no extra cost to you, the consumer.
What?
Well, it is easy to deactivate the security. It's hooked into a computer on the table with the ledger pages. Do I know how to operate a computer? Well, I know how to shut down security systems.
So that would be a dealer to call. You might need to make it with a blight. Which may cancel out the blessing. Pick a card.
I pick the world. I'm guessing I'm have to draw one.
Yes.
And the card I draw is the High Priestess.
Woohoo!
That would be your
Major Arcana? Is it someone's signifier?
Not mine.
Mine is the Empress.
If it's just a Major Arcana that is neither the Devil, the World, or a signifier, it is a partial success. So there is a success, but a cost or a delay. Or
I feel like I'm about to partially succeed.
Typing.
As is Rose, probably.
Is a partial success managing to stop the security cameras but not being able to get rid of the previous footage?
That could be. Could be. You stop.
Sound of furious keyboard.
You stop the security system, but.
This typing is actually Foley effects for Rose typing on the computer.
Yes, amazing.
Okay, I shit off the computer. I just really shit that computer off. Boy, is it pissed.
Yep.
I've shut off the computer, no problems. They have nowhere to fit their footage. Has it been recorded? Probably, and it's on the hard drive, if I know what that is. I do not think I'm capable of shitting on anything.
Yeah.
But don't eat some food.
Yep. The security camera hard drive is now currently full of 9,000 cat and memes.
It's a good thing that the security cameras outside were not recording anything illegal. Just a bunch of weird people playing cards, probably. I feel like I'm really growing into my role as narrator. I think I just picked up a skill in narration. They are laughing at my very funny joke and not what you think happened to the text chat.
As we all collectively break ourselves, I'm sorry, Mr. Editor, who's going to have to edit out the 35 seconds of everyone just cracking each other up.
Like we edit these. okay, well, I'm going to go try and let everyone in now.
Yep.
Yes.
And I assume we have to, you know, pick a lock.
I mean, I can pick locks. It's just a question of, you know, can you get me my shit so I can pick the damn one? Yay! Yeah. I've successfully let everyone in after picking this crappy padlock. I found something that you might be interested in, however.
I just sort of put the book back gently and
it is having the appetite going nut intensifies. Why would it be that? I apologize to anyone who might be listening to this for whatever reason. And
entertainment.
Yeah, we'll have to include some of these Pingu pictures in the show notes, perhaps. Although they won't really have the same reaction because there's a little bit aspect of timing.
Sorry, Steve.
That's all right. It's all right. We're having fun and we're enjoying some newting. I believe people have gathered in the shop. Yes.
Rose's clothes are still on the roof because she hasn't bothered to go and get them yet.
Yep. And once again, our dealer is typing furiously. Presumably, Rose will tell the others that there is a passed-out woman in the other room, and she's
found... Is there a passed-out woman in the other room?
Would we like her to wake up or not wake up ever?
I mean...
I don't think we need to kill her.
Oh, okay.
That would be very dark. Well, as my internal monologue has just noted...
Yeah, it kind of would be, but, you know. We needed something to break up the penguin gifts.
How the hell, can you make, how you say, Edward Taylor's his diary?
Can I? Okay. Ooh, book, yes. Knowledge, deep, good.
It's only, you know, over the thousands and thousands of years, you probably killed a few of these, a few mortals now and then.
Intentionally, unintentionally.
Well, that's what flashbacks are for.
Come on, things working.
I
got a 4 of cups.
That is a fail. So you can't read the Latin in this for any particular. It's not one of the languages you have mastered.
This person's handwriting is trash, and she's not writing anything interesting anyway. Take it back. This book is inferior and it offends me.
Can you suck the knowledge out of it?
No. I might be able to suck the knowledge out of her with my tentacles.
Does it work when there is...
Perhaps we should find a magnifying glass and then maybe you can read it better.
Apparently Harahel's turned into an lithid.
Ladies and gentlemen, we supply all our own foley on relics and earthly treasures.
Many things were sucked to bring you this broadcast.
see if this enables you to read it.
I left my spectacles at the hospital, obviously.
Well,
all right, better. Next draw is a six of cups.
Still a failure.
You are easily the worst reader of tiny dowies that I've ever seen.
You take that back. I read every single book in that book box out there.
You did. I saw it. I didn't want to see it, but I saw it.
Remember that a chip can give you a memory to that of being able to read coded Latin diaries? Or
the thing is, this isn't actually in Latin. It's like Latin, but it's not Latin. So how am I supposed to understand it?
Yeah.
All you young angels with your young angel eyes and thinking that all things just should make sense.
It's a shame that none of us remembers any form of cryptography.
Or do you?
Or do we? Dun, dun,
dun. Right, should I be forming this memory?
I don't know, Garth, should we be forming this memory?
Let's do the super happy ending.
Who would be best off with cryptography? Yes. I suspect Harahel.
Yes, but I've just failed to read this diary twice.
Normally, I would say Harahel.
Yeah, but well, maybe Dima from his time in the Soviet Union.
Yeah, look, I'd say I've been involved in some things. I might be able to, I'm sorry, what? I'd say there was a good chance that Dima would have a bit of cryptography skills.
So perhaps someone else could provide the flashback.
Does anyone have a memory, Dima, and his amazing cryptology skills?
Well, it was back in Berlin, wasn't it? You were working for the you were sort of on loan to should we say the Stasi? They were kind of the bad guys. You were working to root out seditious and subversive elements in East Berlin, and I happened to observe you quite thoroughly breaking one of their codes. I mean, I guess the question is, what did you do once you broke that code?
Well, look, I'm not a bad guy. I've just, you know, gotten involved in some regimes maybe that I shouldn't have. But I'm not trying to make them win or anything. It's just, you know, something to pass the time.
So you didn't rat them out?
I mean, nah. Where's the fun in that?
You were working for the Stasi, but not always doing terrible things.
Yeah.
Sure.
I assume this is a knowing.
Cryptography would be knowing, yes.
Knowing me, knowing you.
Aha. Uh-huh. Right. So, with that in place,
right,
Dima
so
grabs the diary, I presume, and...
High Priestess, which means I believe that's a partial success.
That is a partial
success. Well, you might have a blessing on this because of a skill. It depends on what Lois has to say.
Yes.
At which point they wait for the sound of furious typing.
Tapa, tapa, tapa.
Yep, blessing. So
okay.
You get to draw a second card and take the best.
Okay. My second card is Nine of Wands.
So it's a partial success or a partial success.
Yep.
So do I at least work out what language it is?
Lois will tell you with her...
What? Jesus.
Pingu is a strange show, ladies and gentlemen, and there is now a strange bit where Pingu is riding his bed like a horse and being attacked by a demon seal. It's coded Latin. Is the information, and I think the universe is sort of starting to decay around us. Thanks. our minds unravel as fast as our technology. It's a Latin code, is what you have deciphered, Dima. Some kind of Da Vinci code.
Honestly.
So I can understand some of it, but not all of it. Well, yeah, fair enough. Maybe my Latin, great. I mean,
It says, be sure to drink your Ovaltine.
I mean, can I drink? Oh, yeah, I can drink, definitely.
It says Romans get out. Romans go home.
No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
So, yeah.
Right, it's 300 times. Okay, so we have partially decoded Latin thing, comatose woman, not working security system, and a bunch of notes and a torn off piece of paper.
And
in my rummagings, if I was able to find any ID, by the way, on who this woman is.
Typing.
Betcha.
You're listening to Relics, Earthly Treasures.
No ID on the lady, but she does have a mobile.
Do any of us know our way around mobiles? Is that too new for us?
Yeah, it sounds kind of new. There was a very helpful ptoing in the background from someone's, whatever it was.
A skill might be required in hacking phones. But yeah, that would be a very recent memory.
Yeah. I feel like I've just been drinking a lot recently.
On the other hand, you could have a memory of that time you met that mortal who was good at hacking phones.
What have you been up to lately?
I have worked out that the diary is from 1453 and is written in an incredibly fine ink, and different shades and different handwriting shapes indicate that it was filled out over a stretch of time.
Fascinating.
Hmm.
This does actually allow you to discover things in character, which is actually how things happen on television and movies. So that's, you know, the effect of the GM being unable to speak is quite excellent for radio.
You know, aside from
the long empty pauses, yeah, and the extra work for our poor Lois.
And the random outbursts of laughter.
Yeah.
That will happen even if Lois could speak.
Stop. Just don't.
Yes, but does it say anything in particular?
Well, that's what I'm trying to understand, because it's coded, and I've only cracked some of the code.
It says, Newt.
Could the two of you perhaps work together, use your knowledge of Latin and...
Sandalphon? The name Sandalphon keeps appearing. Now, Sandalphon is an archangel.
The Herald of Witness.
I believe is the archangel who used to be the prophet Elijah.
Sorry, used to
be the archangel who threw shoes at someone.
Who did what to Elijah?
No, he used to be Elijah.
Oh.
Like he was Elijah and the prophet, and then became an archangel because he was such a cool dude that God was like, let's level him up.
Yeah, let's add a few class levels and a mod pack.
However, are you not a follower of Sandalphon?
I am. You are.
Look at the script.
Yes. Wow, I didn't. Absolutely a follower of Sandalphon.
Yes.
Maybe he sent those original messages. I did not know that, but yeah, Sandalphon is often referred to as being Elijah in the Book of Enoch.
I know things.
Yeah, missed that in the Relics rules. In this universe, it's probably the other way around, that Sandalphon pretended to be Elijah for a while.
Very likely.
Ooh, age with drawing of disc on a pin. This sounds like mirror thingies. We need mirror thingies. Mirror thingies are good.
So to be clear, this is a diary written about my domain angel, written in Latin with fancy inks, and I couldn't read this book.
Yep, that's the one. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, Arahel's having a rough day.
Something real sinister about that. Almost like this was written so I shouldn't be able to access its knowledge. This book is cursed. I'm declaring it now.
Yeet.
This woman's probably cursed as well. It's all cursed.
Perhaps we should try to break into her phone and see if there's anything of note on there.
Can we just rub a finger on it? The phone.
It depends whether it's locked with a passcode, but I believe that it was said to be locked with a passcode.
Why would I lick the book? That doesn't make sense.
You lick everything!
You're thinking of a completely different angel.
I've licked basically nothing. Okay, I tried to eat a Gutenberg press. That's about it.
Presumably the book dates from the Gutenberg, the life of Mr. Gutenberg. 1450s.
I have a bibliophilic fixation, not an oral fixation.
That gift.
Yeah.
Once again, folks, podcasting a notoriously visual medium.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Obviously, we need to turn this into a YouTube show and rival those Critical Role folks.
Yeah.
So, yes. It's about Sandalphon. It's about discs on a pin, the martyr pins, miracle pins, whatever they were called. Pilgrim pins.
Pilgrim pins.
And it dates from the days of Gutenberg. Probably written by Mr. Gutenberg, or about, or
sure.
With.
Does anyone know how to break into this phone?
That's just, you keep adding more insult to this injury. So we're talking about the guy who invented books.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, it's just...
I couldn't understand his handwriting.
Dima, do you perhaps know a guy who can crack this phone?
I feel like I would know a guy. I mean, how do I know guys? How do I do that?
Does it unlock with fingerprints? Is there a biometric scanner on it?
I mean,
I think it was already established that there was a code, no fingerprint scan.
Yeah.
That's annoying.
I think you could probably draw a card on one of your various traits. I mean, mine's probably...
Didn't Dima have the skill know a guy? Knows people? Connections or something? Or was I misremembering that? Might be Charles?
Charles
I have command attention, scrounging, explosives.
No, okay.
Charles has...
Political networking and now this... code breaking.
Oh, that's right. Political networking. Yeah, you know people in political places. Yeah. Connection.
I mean, politics.
Explosives with a shaped charge planted in just the right spot.
Yeah, Charles has got kind of more of like an ear to the ground, like grapevine kind of a thing, rather than necessarily having a.
You
like
spent
a network
two chips, I believe, yep. One on cryptography and one on security systems. So you've got two left.
Security systems was last week.
True. You've got three left.
So, do we want to spend a chip to know a guy?
I mean, I could... hacking seems like it would also be useful. Rose's skill set.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can very much see the Rose knows a dude.
Can move incorporeally through firewalls.
anyone remember a time when I needed to hack a thing?
I bet the only person who hasn't turned up in East Berlin, it seems, is me and Dima has been there, and we got Rose there at least once.
Yeah, but the smartphone came along after East Berlin stopped from being a thing.
Yeah.
I feel like this
you can, though, skills are plastic in order to suit literary conceit. So you could, example, have her being really good at hacking 1960s computers and... imply that her skills have maintained as long as the skill set is relatively parallel.
Yes, I was less thinking that one and more. I know people who know about the
If it's a person that you know, yeah.
Yeah, so as in more along the lines of like there was, you know, and while I don't, you know the person, know all the technical terms, I'm sure that somewhere out of the whole Cold War, East Germany, Russia, Germany, blah, 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 there's some kind of, you know, version of the NSA that's in that part of Europe, even though I don't know the term of it, and basically go, yeah, Rose knows someone. from that time, you know, so like original signal crackers and then just kept in touch.
I'd kind of rather have hacking than knowing a guy who knows hacking, because hacking might come in handy in the future.
Yeah.
You can always go back to the guy, but...
Hello? Can you hear me now?
Yes,
hello,
we can hear you.
Yes?
Lewis.
All right, I've actually switched to my mobile phone. I've got just enough data to pull this off for now.
Fantastic.
None of our guests gone mysteriously silent.
It looks like I might be able to use the hotspot tethering to at least be able to communicate with you in a way that doesn't constantly have me.
Fantastic.
All right.
God, you sound so clear and crisp.
Really?
God, is that you?
And we're also getting sentences with words included.
Well done.
Yikes!
I saw that was a struggle.
Yeah, so the diary looks like the kind of typical thing that an educated man in Europe would have to hold secret notes and to sort of hang on to things that they don't want getting out, and they don't necessarily want to be seen thinking about or writing about in public.
Yep.
Type stuff.
Sure.
Yeah. Got a call that Harahel recognizes that kind of document.
Mm-hmm.
What you live to do. Frustrating that the cards would not play nice with you.
Oh, we lost a little bit again there. God. I don't know what's going on. We lost the start of that.
To sort of create a narrative reason for the frustration, to say that there is a reason why this book... There's a reason you haven't come across that this book is indecipherable.
Aha. Uh-huh. To be revealed later.
And partially decipher it is a testament to the fact that you are an angel of Sandalphon.
Hmm. Okay. So I was looking to pick up a hacking skill at, you know, the hacking skill store.
Sure.
Does anyone remember a time when I needed to hack a thing?
Well, there we were standing in a butcher shop.
I need to get butcher's cash register.
And he's like, I need to get some steaks out of this carcass. Can you grab that cleaver, mate?
Puns. Woo. How many memories have you got from each angel, Rose? If there's someone who is a deficient, then choose that person.
I have one from each angel.
Aha. Uh-huh. In that case, we'll just have to choose randomly if they will not volunteer themselves.
Okay. Well, we've already...
Maybe there was a time where I saw someone reading a book in a mobile phone, and I'm just like, how did they put the book in there? And I just stole the mobile phone off them, and then you had to show me how they made the books go on the phone.
And one of our players has
recently too. Like,
has hiccups.
It happened while we were in Peru.
It's nice little flashback to that, yeah.
In between goats and jeep chases and more goats. Okay, so helped Harahel crack a phone.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a hacking skill, which would be knowing, I presume.
Yep.
Or presuming, I know. So is that a blessing from that, Lois? Or just able to do it now?
This phone is a bit tricksy, so go. You get a blessing. But I do want to see a draw.
No, you can't see a draw. We're sitting in different rooms. Okay, so there is the Five of Cups and the Sun.
The Sun is the Sun anyone's signifier? I don't think so. So it's a partial success.
Okay, so you actually can get the passcode to the phone.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's amazing. I've got the same combination on my luggage.
It looks like it's actually quite well secured, and many of the applications in the phone have their own password protection. That's where the partial success comes in. You can get into the phone, you can't get into all of the apps.
Just the Fitbit.
I will never find out why these birds are so angry.
The important thing is, she doesn't have her contacts locked. So you can see her call log. and you can see all of the texts that she's been sending.
And do, what do they say of note?
It's French, so you can read this stuff no problem.
Hot
she's
damn.
Conversing with two different contacts. She seems to be basically another con artist type person. And that, yes, she's located the diary, heard of it, that makes sense to her, but she has it on her person. She's not letting it go anywhere. Mm-hmm. And she's...
Not much for that.
In the house now.
Yeah. She has been tasked to find and the mirror.
Oh, we're still losing you, Lois. To find something and the mirror.
L-E-N-S.
The lens and the mirror, right. Thank you.
Right.
So she has to find a lens and a mirror.
Now, can other people see what you're doing with the phone? Like, can they look over your shoulder and see things?
I mean, I'm not hiding it or anything.
We're all intrigued by modern technology.
So, Dima, you see that one of the people that this woman is talking to, the contact that hired you to grab the camera.
Hmm. I know that number. That's this person. I wonder if there's a connection.
Dun dun dun.
I always have to hire two teams. Right, well.
Yeah, but just in case someone gets distracted partway through a job and then never actually completes it.
Yeah, eats a goat.
Yeah.
So, with that reveal that this person has sent two teams in to find this item. And will Dima confess this to her friends? Or do they know? I'm not sure.
Yes.
His friends. We'll have to find that out next time. Next episode on Earthly Treasures. Sorry about all the technical difficulties we've had, thanks to the wonders of science and the Australian internet. Thank you for bearing with us and occasional bursts of laughter and distractions about sexy penguins. We'll try to have...
The penguins are not sexy.
Good
lord. Not anymore, that's for sure.
Right.
Oh,
well, maybe not any of the penguins you know about.
Yeah. We leave the sexiness of penguins up to the individual churchgoer, and we will see you all next time on Earthly Treasures. Say goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, everybody.
Bye, bye.
Do you enjoy video games, have heard of video games, or perhaps exist in a world where video games also exist? Then we have the podcast for you. Cutscene Saga is the new podcast from That's Not Canon Productions. We focus on the stories and the best bits of all video games, old and new, and discuss them with fans and our regular host, Joe Diskett. So get onto thatsnotcanon.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or any podcatching app to find Cutscene Saga, the new video game podcast for you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.